Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King and Daniel Mangina. It is Tuesday, November the 19th, 2019, 4 p.m. New York time, and we welcome you from wherever you are in the world to another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And I'm happy that we're going to try a new experiment today. We're going to try experimenting with something that Alex reminded me we'd actually done in the past about, what was it, about a year and a half ago, I think, is when we did this.
Yeah,
with when Tom Wells was one of our co-hosts. And we did it to the Abraham Hicks process on Wouldn't It Be Nice If? But basically, it was a rampage of appreciation. And especially considering the fact that we're coming in on the Thanksgiving season, seems like a good time to start ramping up the rampaging. So we're going to do a little rampaging today. Daniel's excited. He's got his sunglasses on. That's how I know he's ready to go with the rampage. So it doesn't blind your eyes, right?
I'm ready to try this for the first time ever. So let's go for it.
So this is the premiere. Just Say Yes, it says on his T-shirt. So this is the premiere of Dan Mangina doing a Rampage of Appreciation live and in recorded podcasts. That's pretty darn good. I like that.
And just as we started, they started doing the works.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
Well, you know, we'll just appreciate them for doing that because this is a Rampage of Appreciation. We're going to move? Oh, okay.
I don't get to look at this anymore.
Okay. Well, stay in a cool place because you're in the sun there. And Mexico, yeah, even this time of year, is kind of on the warm side. So, no, stay in a cool place. That's a nice scene you're showing us there. Really pretty. So anyway, while Dan's moving, I'm going to read a little bit from the Abraham Hicks book just to kind of set the scene about what a rampage is. I think a lot of people already know what it is, but it's kind of good to remind ourselves of why Abraham reminds us. This is actually their number one process, the first one in their list of 22 in the back of their book, Ask and It Is Given, which came out a number of years ago. And these are processes that they recommend for raising vibration, for getting yourself into a good feeling place whenever you're needing a lift. I mean, that's what our daily dose of happy is all about. Your daily dose of happy is about getting that vibration up. And these are processes they recommend. Now, interesting thing about these processes, they have labeled each one of them with a range of points on their emotional guidance scale. The emotional guidance scale is a list of also 22 points that represent what your mood is, what your emotional feelings are at the moment in time. So you could be at the very top of the scale in joy and happiness. You could be at the very bottom of the scale in depression and despair. You could be somewhere in between. But wherever you are, you kind of take a reading at the moment, and you ask yourself, where am I? And then based on where you are, that gives you like a number, 1 to 22. And you look in the list of processes they provide, and there are going to be a handful of processes that apply for your situation. Now, even if you're in a bad place right now, fortunately, you don't have to pay too much attention to that for what we're doing here, because we're going to do the rampaging for you. So you could be really depressed right now, but all you have to do is listen to us, and it'll just kind of raise your vibration anyway. So that part about, you know, wanting to make sure that it matches your mood, you don't have to worry about that quite so much. And the Rampage of Appreciation is actually at the top of the scale. They recommend this one for people anywhere from feeling optimistic up to joy and empowered and in freedom and love and appreciation. So it's very high vibration stuff, but you want to get into a higher place. That's what the purpose of the Rampage of Appreciation is. And I first have to ask you guys, are we already in that place? Are you guys feeling optimistic or better today? I know I am, but I have to ask too, because you two also, because we got to make sure we're at the right starting point. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. So, Alex, where are you right now? Are you in a good place?
I'm always in a good place.
You're always in a good place.
Always.
Even when you're not in your good place,
you're
in a good
place. Even when I'm not good, I'm good.
Well, you're consistent about it. That's good. Daniel, where are you at right now? You in a good place?
I'm in a good place that doesn't have people with grinders on.
Ooh, that sounds good. I like that. I think you've already started the rampage. We haven't even started yet. That's pretty good.
You know me, I like to jump ahead.
He's like doing his calisthenics, getting ready for this thing. So anyway, the book outlines when to use the process, and here's a little way of kind of getting a feeling of taking your own temperature, so to speak. They say, use this process when you want to parlay a good mood into an even better one, when you want to enhance your relationship with someone or something, when you want to deliberately maintain your current good feeling set point, when you want to maintain or even improve your current good feeling, when you want to deliberately focus upon something that is beneficial to your set point. We're going to talk about that one, too. And when you are driving, walking, or standing in line, and you want to do something that is creatively productive, that's a good idea. When there is something in your line of sight that could potentially take you to a place of negative emotion, and you want to maintain control of your own vibration, now there's a use for it that we can all use, right? Because it's so easy to fall off of that mountaintop. When your own thoughts or the words of someone you are with start off in a potentially negative direction, you want to control the direction of the subject matter. Ooh, another good skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when you are aware that you are experiencing negative emotion and you want to change the way you feel. So all good reasons to do a rampage, I would say. So without further ado, I'd say let the rampaging begin. Daniel, you kind of started it, but I'll throw it back in your court again. Why don't you get us started again with a rampage item? Go into whatever level of detail you want to about it, and we'll just keep jumping in and see how far we can go with this thing.
Well, pressure's on now. I did it accidentally before.
Well, you know, I know that you can handle the pressure, so that's why I figure I could give you the first assignment, right? You're okay. My leadoff hitter.
No pressure.
Am I using a specific wording? Am I just saying something groovy happening right now?
Well, that's the cool thing, because when you go first, you get to set the tone, so it's really up to you.
Ooh, soup's no fresh.
I'm so happy and grateful that I'm in really good company.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Clap. I like that.
Talk about lifting other people's vibration levels.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's really good.
I like that. Okay.
You want to go next, Alex?
I'm so happy and grateful that I have the ability to do this podcast every week, twice a week.
Oh, you took mine away from me.
Stolen!
Well, actually, factually.
There it is. Well, I'll tell you what. I am also very grateful for having this podcast to do. And I recall when I started it some 7 years ago, wondering where it was going to come to. To have it come to the day where I can do this rampage with you guys. Wow, what a journey that's been. And look where it's turning out to.
It wasn't as cool as it is now, is it?
It gets so cool every single time that I'm about to freeze. I mean, it's getting really, really cool. Daniel, you're doing a great mime routine there. What's that about?
He was frozen.
I'm so grateful that I know how to mime.
Wow. All right. Wow. Coming in hot. Oh my god.
The only problem, Daniel, is that only one of us can be seen at one time on the live stream. So anyone watching the live stream isn't seeing you unless you're also talking at the same time. So you're basically teasing the two of us.
That was deliberate. That was strategic.
It was for our eyes only.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, actually, I'm also very grateful for the fact that I have been having a lot of success lately in terms of attracting what I really want in my life.
Oh, you stole mine.
Well, you stole mine, so it's only fair.
Hey, guys, we're in an abundant universe. Both of you can have it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I forgot about that.
And I'm so happy and grateful that I'm in an abundant universe. There, I stole it.
I'm so happy and grateful you pointed that out. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But it's true. I just love where we are at this time of year because of the things that I've been working, many of them things I've been working on for a long time without seeming to gain traction.
Mm-hmm.
For me, money has always been a really big thing. And lately, I've been pulling in the money like crazy.
Nice.
And saying, oh, I broke the dam. I broke the resistance down. You know, the water's sneaking in through the cracks finally. Like, holy cow. I mean, I knew I had a lot of... What's that?
No, I was going to say, it's amazing what's happening outside of our awareness. And sometimes I laugh at how things just pop up or like I'll hear something from someone and find out just how much magic was going on outside of my knowledge and awareness.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, what's happening? I'm not having traction. But all of the traction was happening everywhere else in the universe except where I was looking.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reminded of the Mike Dooley quote. Mike Dooley, of course, does the Notes from the Universe mailing list.
Yeah.
And one of the messages that he sent out, it's also in one of his early books on Notes from the Universe, basically tells the story about how There's a door, and on one side of the door is us in the physical world, and the other side of the door is our good friends in the non-physical side.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. here we are on this side of the door, pounding on the door, begging for the door to be opened. And our friends on the other side are practically in tears because we made them promise never to remind us that the door was unlocked all along.
Wow.
That's what that reminds me of. We get so locked in on finding something that can't be found that we don't realize that the door was unlocked. All we had to do was open the darn door. But it describes really well. So, yeah, having the experience that I've been having lately, particularly with money, but also with other things, mm-hmm. has been just, it's been good. Every time that you get one of those experiences, it just lifts you up, you know?
Facts.
And I've had a lot of lift lately. So, you know, my balloon's floating right now.
Nice, nice. Yeah,
that's how I'm
feeling. What color is your balloon?
Multicolored.
Ooh, good answer, good answer.
Rainbow color. Kind of like your unicorns are real t-shirt, which I should really, you know, make notice of. I mean, the letters are all multicolor and...
Yes.
Yeah.
They're unicorn colored. This is what unicorns fart. They fart rainbows.
I'm so happy and grateful that that didn't completely destroy my idea of how beautiful unicorns can be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're so beautiful that they fart rainbows.
Okay, can we leave unicorn
discharge?
Unicorn flatulation. We should make our own words. We should make our own word up for unicorn flatulence.
Okay. Okay.
A unihorn. It should be a unihorn.
Wow.
I'm so happy and grateful that we can come up with these and nobody's going to criticize us for them.
I'm so grateful that I'm never going to, they're probably never going to be able to find me and let me know to my face how ridiculous that sounds.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Yep.
Very great. Thank you.
Well, we've been taking away.
Thank you for not sharing.
You're welcome.
We've been taking away all the things you were going to say. Do you have anything left to say, Alex? I mean,
I was going to say, well, you did take away my shirt. I was going to say I was happy and grateful for that. But I'm also happy and grateful for the people that I've manifested in my life lately.
Mm, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm happy. And, whoa. Come on. Say the funny thing.
Well, the funny thing is.
Mine will keep. You guys can't see it. It's personal.
Well, now I'm going to say it really quickly because I want to find out what the personal thing is. But. But no, it's a funny thing how, you know, something as simple as that can escape our notice. And I like the mm-hmm. fact that you brought it to notice. But,
yeah.
You know, how many people complain that, you know, they can't find the right relationship and then they forget about their relationships?
Right.
So to recognize the relationship is like, that's really good stuff.
Exactly. Because all yeah. relationships are relationships, whether they're friendship, family, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, fabulous.
Yeah. Now, okay, it's your turn, Dan. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm so happy and grateful that I get to make Walt wait for what I was going to say. Building the tension.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So is that like a little signal that you need us to move on while you decide how you're going to frame what it is that you really were going to say?
Oh, no, I know exactly how I'm going to say it. It's just fun watching the tension. Suspense.
Okay. So do we play the Jeopardy theme? I mean, I'm not sure what to do.
Once again, invite... nobody saw that dance except for you two.
This
I'm
is
very happy and grateful for this.
Or we could invite Alex Trebek on and have him, you know, do the theme or something.
But... No, there's only one Alex on this show. So sorry,
that's
not sorry.
Right. Yeah, that's wow. true.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's understandable. I mean...
Yeah.
Because Alex, yeah. Alex Trebek is such an icon, and Alex King is such an icon, and have two icons in the same room at the same time would probably tear the universe apart.
He's going to get outshone, I'm just saying.
Alex cares about him. I'm so happy and grateful that Alex has got such a giving heart, that she doesn't want to destroy his universe by seeing that her light of amazing unicorn brightness just dissipates his own.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Facts. I celebrate facts. You and this.
Alex. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I like and appreciate the fact that when we're doing this kind of an exercise, we are actually finding ways to focus on stuff that might otherwise be considered negative and to do it in a way that's really nice and positive. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, we could easily turn this into the other kind of discussion, but we don't do that, and I like that.
We could go a whole hour on things we don't prefer.
Oh, yeah. We've done that.
Easily.
Some of them more than an hour in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Days, weeks, months.
Mm-hmm. Lifetimes.
It could be ongoing. Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, so, and actually, that's one of the things I hoped for by doing these was, and I'm really glad that we're doing this. I like the idea of kind of turning the tide, of kind of reversing all that momentum out there of stuff that we really don't like just by replacing it with what we like. Mm-hmm. Demonstrating that Abraham Hicks was right. Whenever you don't like the result, just change your focus. Change it to what you want. Change it to what you like. I mean, Dan, that's what you teach all the time in your book and in your presentations online and so forth, all of them.
Reframe it. Reframing, re-knowing, recoding, all of these things really are just taking advantage of the fact that in the new moment, nothing that we don't choose to carry over needs to carry over. Mm. It can be re-known.
Well, would you say reframing, recoding, and what was the other one?
Reframing, recoding, re-knowing. All of these re's are different schools of thoughts and different modalities call the same thing different things. Mm-hmm. And it's literally just taking advantage of the opportunity that's afforded us in the now to have a completely blank slate that we can imprint with whatever we choose. Mm-hmm. Even if that means bringing something that we have previously known and re-knowing it in the moment and then dropping it back where it was so that it reinforms how we make choices in the present.
Yeah, that's true. It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, on a separate topic, I also have to mention, because Alex was asking what you said because she writes down my hashtags, so I'm really grateful and appreciative she does my hashtags. Tell you how appreciative I am of that fact.
Well, you're welcome.
I mean, seriously.
I'm appreciative of the fact that you appreciate me.
And not only that, I'm appreciative of the fact that you kind of pushed me to do hashtags. So that wasn't doing them for the longest time.
I did. Yeah.
And it's been paying off. It's helped to build our listenership.
Yep. So,
Alex King, bravo.
I'm here to help. Pat myself on the back.
Plus, she's got her ears flashing. Digital Pat, yes. That's right.
Digital Pat. I appreciate that.
Yes, we are virtually patting her on the back today. So, okay, who's got something else? What are you appreciating today?
I'm appreciating that it's not snowing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Actually, this time of year, with what the weather pattern has been, that's a good thing to appreciate. Because
did you get snow the other week?
We got flurries.
Oh, we had fallout snow. It was sticky.
You got fallout snow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, no. And then I was talking to Japan Jen, and she was like, oh, it's 70 degrees here. I was like, nobody asked you.
Well, yeah, but then again, I mean, I would expect that. I mean, you have to go up into the mountains in Japan in order to find the snow. So she's in Tokyo, right?
Yeah, but she's like, she can see Fuji from her apartment.
Okay, well, all right, that's fair. But yeah. Isn't Fuji like covered with snow like 9 months out of the year?
At the very top. Like there's a certain point where you can't go past after a certain date, but during the summer, it's totally fine to climb to the top.
It is, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's going on my list.
It's going on your list. Ooh.
But be careful. There was this guy who apparently decided he's going to climb even when it's icy, and he's going to live stream it. And he was like, oh, it's so slippery. Oh, my God. And then the phone dropped and he died. So I'm appreciative that that wasn't me because I'm not to do that.
I'm so happy and grateful that I don't have time for that.
Right.
Because ain't nobody got time for that.
It's facts.
That was a nice recovery there, guys, I have to say. It kind of fell flat, and we just picked it up and just kept right on going. That was good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a skill that a comedian has to have, right? Because as a comedian, you can be doing your routine, and something just doesn't work, and you got to move on from it. You got to just keep it going.
I usually make it more awkward by going, okay, that joke didn't work, so we're going to move on. And then I'll literally cross it off my hand.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm very appreciative of the fact that, to the best of my recollection, you've never had to do that on the show. So thank you for that.
Alex has mastered her audience.
Yes.
She has.
Either that or she knows unicorn voodoo magic and we are compelled to laugh. Mm. In which case, I'm happy and grateful that, regardless, it doesn't matter. I'm very happy to enjoy your wonderful banter.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Wow. Wow. Very nice. Very, very nice. Well, let's see. What else are we appreciating? I'm appreciating that there are a lot of things that have been coming my way lately that I could easily classify as negative, and with a couple of exceptions, I'm not paying attention to them, and even the things I do pay some attention to, I'm not latching on to them, so they aren't affecting me. And that's a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. That's a really big deal, because for so many years, I was very easily affected by stuff going on around me, and hadn't really learned to tap into who I am inside, what do I feel inside, what do I believe inside, how does my inner being feel about stuff, and so forth. I guess I've gotten to the point now where I do that well enough that it's almost like I have armor on. It's like it doesn't even reach me. And I'm so grateful that I've gotten to this point. I feel like I've really achieved something by getting this far. So I'm appreciative of that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
I'm grateful that the audiobook of Seven Beyond Intention is being wrapped up and mastered now and should be released to the world in the next week or so.
Nice! Congratulations!
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Because I don't read, I definitely do audiobooks, though.
Well, we'll be sure to make sure that you get some audio bookage.
Nice.
That's good.
It's been really interesting, actually, because I initially released on Kindle, and then I wanted to make some changes before we got, because I wanted to get some more feedback and case studies and stuff before I did the paperback. Then it was interesting how many people were like, yeah, I don't really do Kindle, you know, waiting for the paperback. So, okay, got the paperback out. And it's like, yeah, I don't really do books, wait for the audio book. So
it's
been interesting to sort of get me in the rhythm of actually getting them all done. So that's all done. And now I'm moving to getting support, getting them in different languages. So I put a shout out on my Facebook the other day. And I'm so happy people are supporting in getting it into a couple of other languages. So I think we've got Spanish, Russian, Ukrainian, and German. So far we're getting some stuff with. So we'll see how we go with that.
Nice.
That is fabulous.
Now, the audiobook, is that recorded in your own voice?
No, I paid someone to do it.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that, Alex.
It's always better when you hear from the author's voice.
Let me tell you what happened, Alex.
Okay.
It would have never happened. Do you know why?
Because
my last book is only 12,000 words. I was in the studio for 2 hours reading that. It takes an hour and a half to read the book from top to bottom, maybe two. And in 2 hours, I only got 3 chapters out of 8. I said, no, someone's being paid to do this, for sure. That one, and the thing is, my schedule as well, because you have to use the same studio, the same setup, and my travel schedule was not syncing up with getting into the same studio.
Right.
At the last minute, it was just taking so long. But now that I'm settled out here, I'm going to maybe look for a studio and do that book again, because it's a much bigger book. But 30,000 word book, which... Oh, my God.
Oh, we can see a copy. There it is.
Here's my baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one, no. That I'm so happy and grateful that I can pay somebody to do that.
Nice.
But the Dreamer's Manifesto, I will do myself.
Okay, cool.
Good. All right. Well, that's also an opportunity to grow a new skill, and that's always a good thing. So I'm appreciative that you're growing a new skill. That's great.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it also.
Polishing his fingernails, I like that.
Okay. I love the way that I'm so happy and grateful that you'll give me this like audio description of my crazy accent.
That we have to for the listeners.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm rubbing my fingernails on my shirt. Brush.
When you do an audio fiction podcast like Alex and I have been doing with The Grass is Greener, you have to get into the habit of thinking about how do you present the scene to somebody in audio only.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that's coming from. So
yeah,
it's like I'm automatically thinking about, okay, most listeners are just listening. They can't see the video. How do I explain to them what's going on?
Right.
Sometimes I fall down, but I'm getting better at it.
Yeah. What was it that you said to me when we were going over the script? I think it was something about they can't see it, so you have to show it. It was something like deep like that. I was like, okay.
That sounds like something right. I'd say.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I see it.
That sounds like something I'd say.
Sounds rather egotistical to say that, doesn't it?
No, but you said it with such class that I don't. You have to be a real, anyway, a real politically incorrect type of word description in order to not say that was beautifully done.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I think. No, it's true. I do have a tendency to focus on how is it presented. How is it coming through? And I don't apologize for that. I think it's a good thing.
You should not apologize for that. It's a good quality that you have, and I appreciate that you helped me with the script in that sense.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
Because exactly. It makes it so much easier when I'm writing it. I'm like, I can't figure out how to show this. Oh, okay.
It occurred to me we should probably be doing that again because we haven't had a meeting like that since we did episode 2, worked on episode 2, or actually the lead-up. You actually wrote episode 2 after we did that last meeting.
Yep. Oh, you mean the outline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you do have an outline to work with, but, you know, I guess what I'm saying is if...
After episode 3, we're going to need definitely to further out the outline.
Oh, no doubt about that. But also, mm-hmm. I mean, even as you're writing episode 3... Feel free to say, you know, let's talk through some of the stuff to kind of refresh the ideas and so forth.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We're a team. That's what teams do, right?
Facts.
I appreciate that. I'm glad that we're a team.
Yeah.
I'm making a tea with my hands.
Tea for team?
Tea for team.
So it's not timeout. Okay, that's good.
I like to say TV timeout, which is actually a commercial.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, teamwork is important, and I like it. I like the fact that even right now, I feel like we're kind of in like a sort of an in between rest period on the rampage, but we're trying to find ways to kind of get it going again. I can feel that energy moving that way. So there's another example of team that I like very much. So yes. I'm gonna get started again. I'll let you guys jump in to continue the motion, so to speak.
Okay.
But I am very appreciative of the fact that our listenership is rising very, very steadily. I couldn't believe how quickly we got to 400 listeners on average. We're now over 400.
Mm-hmm.
When you combine the number of listeners to the podcast with the number of listeners on the YouTube page, currently averaging around 425 to 450. And it's moving up very fast. I mean, I can't tell for sure what's going to happen over the holidays because typically over the holidays it tends to slow off a little bit because people mm-hmm. are dealing with the holidays. I mean, that's what happens during the holidays. But I have the sneaking suspicion it's not going to happen, that it's going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think about that and I say, whoa, do you realize we're heading toward a number that I have been wanting for 5-6 years now, 1,000 listeners an episode?
Nice.
I've been wanting that for a long, long time, and we're closing in on that. We're almost halfway there.
True.
I didn't think we were going to get there, to be perfectly honest. You know?
Well, that was your fault then.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the reason why we need to do rampages of appreciation more often.
Yeah,
you know,
get
that vibration up.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out. Yeah. Get it out.
Get it out. But it's so good.
You do realize, I think, on those figures, you are in the top 50% or top 20%.
Yeah.
I'll think of the stats. I think if you're over 300 listeners, you're like in the top something percentile.
Yeah, 20-25%. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Nice.
I think the median point, I believe, is like 130 to 140, something like that. I think it's halfway. Mm-hmm. That's about 50%. So, yeah, we're above average. It reminds me of Garrison Keillor, where all the children are above average. That's what it feels like. We're above average.
We are all above average, and I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. I'm really grateful for – I just wrapped up a retreat here at my house.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
This weekend. Yeah.
Man!
it was meant to be. Technically, it's like the last sort of open door retreat. I did some really lovely retreats this year. But yesterday we had a spillover. It was supposed to finish on Sunday, but time dragged on. We ended up doing like a final session yesterday, and I did something called the 7 levels exercise with the attendees.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going through everyone. And there was one particular attendee. And we'll go through and we're unpacking it and we got to his core belief. And the whole, everyone could feel the energy just shifting, And he was like, he was in tears. I said, do you get it? He goes, no, I don't agree. It was a hilarious moment. I'll get a clip of that. I'll get it to you. But it was like, he was shifting. His body was shaking and we got somewhere really cool. And then, he's like, no, I don't agree. And then he went, like, everyone just went, whoa, and watched as he shut down and tried to come up with these excuses.
Yeah.
And we just all held space and let him do it. And then we just called him out on it. And I said, did everyone see what happened there? And he's like, wow, I did. I did just shut down on that. And he took a deep breath and he felt into it. And he's literally, since then, he's been all over his social media and he's just changed.
But
there was that moment. There's that moment where we're faced with the opportunity to move into the fullness of our possibility or to retreat back to the space of comfort and the same. So often we hit it, and I'm so happy and grateful that I got to witness someone actually making the choice to step beyond it.
That's fun. That's really awesome. Yeah.
That's one of the beauties of what I get to do. But yeah, to do that, sit and do that in person, because most of obviously the work's normally digital, and having people here at my house as well, which is really lovely. And yeah, we're just sitting and breaking it down and getting to witness that in action.
That's really great. Yeah, because, well, first of all, like you say, it's rare. You don't get to see that very often. And second of all, when it does happen, I mean, everybody has been there in one way or another to finally get to that point where all of a sudden, I think from his own perspective, it was probably like he noticed for the first time. Everybody else was seeing it, but he had never seen it before. And he finally saw it. And when you finally have a conscious awareness of it, first of all, it's new. Second of all, now you got some power because now you know what to look for.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's big. That's really big. So, yeah, to witness that, that's fabulous. I love that.
It's great. Very fun.
Yeah. Very, very good. That's the kind of thing I don't know all the time what happens with our listeners in the podcast. I mean, I love it. I really appreciate it when our listeners write in, send us a question, share something about what's going on, talk about something they manifested, even just talking about how they like the show. Whatever reason they call in or write in, I love that. But I know especially when you've got hundreds of listeners, that means there are a lot of things going on that you don't see and you never find out about. You're never going to know. And that's okay. That's cool. I like imagining. I really do appreciate this part a lot. I've learned how to imagine listeners having breakthroughs just like you described, Dan. And the cool thing is, since I don't know what they actually are, I get to make them up.
and that's just as real.
It is just as real. Yeah. In fact, I would say in some ways it's even more real. And I say that because since I don't know what's actually going on with them, in my mind, it is what really is going on with them because it's the best thing I have. It's the most data that I've got.
Right.
Even though I created it. So in that sense, it's actually more real. But I love that.
And that's a beautiful and empowering space to create from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, I've stated from the very beginning, from the first episode, that one of my biggest goals with this podcast was to grow myself. And that's something else I'm appreciative of, how much growth I've experienced just by doing the podcast, just by talking to wonderful people like you guys. I mean, I've gotten so much from having... By the way, this is a little piece of advice to anyone who's ever considered doing a podcast. Do not limit yourself to just yourself or just you and a friend.
Right.
Bring in everybody that you can think of or that you can find or that find you, that you can meet, and bring them all in to talk to you, especially the ones who know more than you. Because that's how you really learn.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the expert all the time, you're not going to learn as much.
If you
go with the idea that you want people who are in some ways more advanced than you are, oh my God, not only are you a great learner, not only are you advancing quickly, but you can help other people better. Dan, you run into that all the time, I imagine, just because of the quality of people you run into, you're working with in your workshops and your coaching and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I think what I really want to add to what you said is be open to be humble enough to hear from people whose opinion you may not even respect. Because sometimes the person who has the thing that may have the greatest impact in your life will be that person whose opinion you may not even respect. Sometimes the biggest celebrity, grand guru may not have it. It could be, I mean, I love to learn from children, like just watching children.
Oh, me too. That's one of my favorites.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I think people would be surprised to see the level of breakthrough that they allow themselves to experience if they let go of saying what it needs to look like in terms of the package it needs to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with you entirely. And in fact, I'm glad you mentioned learning from kids. That's one of my favorite things. I'm going to throw that out as an appreciation thing, because I just appreciate all the things that I have learned from kids just by observing them, just by being in the same room and watching. You can just see kids learn. You don't get to see that so much with adults. I mean, Daniel, what you were describing with your person at the breakthrough, that was cool, but you don't see that all the time. But a kid, you can be in the same room with a kid and watch them have three breakthroughs in 5 minutes. I mean, they learn so quickly. They just, they're adapting and they're adjusting and they're making changes and shifting and trying things and doing this. I mean, it's just ongoing. Actually, I'm a little bit jealous, to be honest. I want that ability back. That's a great ability to have that they have at that age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? So I'm really appreciative of kids. And I am very grateful also that I've had opportunities to observe kids in learning environments, because I found a school that did exactly that. And that was just a privilege to just be in the same place. I mean, Daniel, I don't know if I've told you about this kind of school. It's called the Sudbury School. But just to be in the same place as kids when they are literally taking control of their own education from the first moment, and then watching them and doing your damn silly best not to say a word to spoil any of it. Because they can show you all kinds of cool stuff. Well, I'll tell you a story that I've told before on the podcast, but it illustrates what I'm talking about in a really great way. Right after we started this school was started in New Britain, Connecticut. It's modeled after a school near the Boston area, Boston, Massachusetts. And it's a school where kids are completely in control of their day in every way. There was an incident right after we opened the school where one of the kids, who was about age 11 or 12, we were using the facilities of an Episcopal church, and they'd gotten into one of the, I think it was the nursery room, and broken one of the cribs. And the way the school is structured, there's no adult saying, well, you got to go do this, you got to fix that. There's nothing like that. The kids have to work out themselves what to do. And I got the kids into a room. I was the adult on premise at the time. And I pointed out to them, I wasn't telling them what they had to do. I just pointed out to them, well, you can leave the situation as it is if you want to, but the church is probably going to kick us out of here and we'll have to close the school. So you guys are going to have to figure out what to do about this. And then I shut up. And it was the greatest thing in the world to watch these three kids trying every single way they could think of to get me to solve the problem for them. And I kept my mouth shut. I refused to help. I refused to do anything except smile and nod at what they were saying. And then finally they got it that it was on their shoulders. And then within literally a minute to 2 minutes, they had the whole thing figured out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, it was great. It was great to watch. And I felt very privileged to be there. Now, of course, they probably weren't feeling about it the same way as I was, but nevertheless, that's the way I was feeling about it. I was like, yeah, I get to watch this. This is great. What good stuff is this? So that's kind of piggybacking on what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
Got anything else for us, Alex?
Let me think. I am happy and grateful to be enjoying Thanksgiving this year with my boyfriend's family.
Aww.
Yeah, we're all combining because my brother and sister never come in town for Thanksgiving. So it's usually just me and my mom. So now it's me, my mom, Kenny's mom, Kenny's mom's boyfriend, Kenny's brother's two kids.
Ah.
All of us in one house. It's going to be great. And Kenny's cooking, so that's even better.
Ooh, is he a good cook?
Yes, he's a very good cook. He's a chef. He went to Johnson & Wales.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You pick him good.
Sure do. At least I try anyway.
I'm so happy and grateful about the food I'm going to enjoy when I'm allowed to visit.
Ooh. Actual factuals. Yes.
I had which will be when it's warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it's warm. I had lobster carbonara the other night.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That stuff's good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I was like, all the cheese and cream sauce and all the lobster, please.
I can appreciate also the fact that your boyfriend is a good cook, because that made a difference with me and Louise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, with all due respect to my mom who's passed, she would be the first one to admit she was a horrible cook. In fact, there was a time where early on in Louise's and my relationship, we went mm-hmm. to visit. Now, at this point in time, my mom and dad were retired, living on a lake in Virginia, beautiful lake, Smith Mountain
mm-hmm.
Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down to visit, and Louise was very concerned because we were going to make one of the meals, or actually she was going to make one of the meals. I was going to be her sous chef. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure that she wasn't stepping on my mom's toes because it was her kitchen. You know?
Right, right. You know?
The very first thing that happened is we got into the house before we basically had, you know, put any of the clothes away. I mean, before we brought the suitcases in, my mom pulled Louise aside and said, I just want you to know, go nuts in the kitchen. I'm happy that you're doing it.
Nice.
Basically, her way of saying, I am so glad someone else is going to take care of the cooking. I really don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But Louise's cooking, actually, despite the fact that I had learned very poor taste in food growing up, her cooking won me over. I mean, it wasn't the only thing that won me over, but she fed me well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be quite a bit skinnier than I am. Let's put it that way.
I'm so happy and grateful that my mum made sure that I was domesticated.
Get you a man who can do it all. Yes.
my mum made sure that my brother and my nephew, who grew up in the house with us, are all very capable of taking care of ourselves. Which is funny, because now whenever I have gone home, she goes to like convince us almost to come back by doing everything for us. Now, when I was a kid,
so she's unraveling everything she taught you.
Well, no, it's just like, when we were kids, like, I had to do my own ironing for school, mm-hmm. and we were on the road to the cooking, and in the kitchen with her from about the age of 6, learning at her feet, and then by 8, I was cooking for, you know, for the whole family, mm-hmm. at least once or twice a week. It's like, that's when I wanted to play.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, let me get that for you. Oh, do you want some of this? And let me do that. It's like, well, what about before? What about before, Mum? But it means I'm, you know, I can completely look after myself and do all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that more and more young men are learning that these days. Mm-hmm. I know that I could have used that kind of training very young. I never had that training.
Mm-hmm.
I came from the era where the dad worked at the job and the mom worked at home as the housewife, and near mm-hmm. the twain shall meet. And fortunately, that trend ended with that generation, but nevertheless, mm-hmm. I didn't mm-hmm. live with that. So, yeah, I'm glad that the young men today are learning how to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Or at least some of them are. I can't speak for all.
Can't speak for all of them.
As you can attest, I'm sure.
Facts. Oh, my God. I was so blessed and grateful to find out that Kenny could cook. I was like, oh, yes, I don't have to do all the work. This is fantastic. And I literally was so grateful the other day. I posted as he was cooking. I said, what did I say? I said something about get you a man who cooks dinner while you sit down and have a beer on the recliner.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was doing.
See, I think that's one of the reasons why I don't drink beer anymore.
It was mango flavored beer. I mean, come on.
but I don't want to fit the stereotype is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You also don't want a beer belly.
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm. And
plus, I finally decided I just didn't like the flavor of beer. I know that's heresy to some people.
Well, yeah, regular beer is disgusting.
It took me a while to figure that out.
You got to get the flavored stuff.
No mango for me.
What? Okay, we can't be friends. I'm sorry. I'm out. I'm going to go. I'll see y'all next week.
Rampage.
There is a Swedish cider company called Rekordalig who make a strawberry and lime flavored cider.
Ooh. No, they don't go together.
Delicious. No. Please. I invite you to expand your universe just a little bit and try strawberry and lime, either Kopparberg, which is another Swedish cider company, or Rekordalig. Your mind may be blown or may not.
Send me a link. I'll check my liquor store.
All right.
And I will send you a link to Mike's Hard Lemonade, but it's not lemonade, it's mango. They have many
like
a flavor. Well, they have many a flavor. I don't like strawberry and lime, but I'm going to try it.
I've tried mango. You haven't tried strawberry lime. You said they don't go together.
No, you haven't tried Mike's hard mango.
Do you like strawberries as fruits?
Not really.
Oh, then this works. Then not. Because sometimes people like the fruit, but they don't like the flavor in things. I don't like mangoes, nor do I like the flavor of mango in things.
See, I'm the other way around. I'm like with bananas. I don't like bananas, but I like banana flavored things.
I like bananas, but I don't like banana flavored things.
And I appreciate the fact that both of you guys are able to express very clearly and distinctly and in great detail what it is that you like that the other person doesn't like without getting into a fight about it. That's pretty darn good.
Well, I am grateful and appreciative of the fact that if we ever got to meet, we would share each other's food, because whatever you don't eat, I'm going to eat, and the other way around.
And also, the thing that we'd have in our bag that we delight in and don't want to share, we won't have to, because you like mangoes and I like strawberry and lime.
Facts. Facts.
It's like it's covered.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. Very good. Okay. I won't mention anything about what fruits I like and what drinks, because I just don't want to go there.
And he also wants to pilfer ours. He wants to be the one that's going to pilfer our ones.
Right. I'm be like, where did my dried mangoes go?
I like taste testing. I do. I really do. You know,
at least he's honest.
I've done before.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
At least he's honest about his pilfering.
Yeah. My mom had to trick me into eating calamari.
Okay. Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Do you still eat it?
I sure do.
So you actually developed a taste for it?
Yes, I did.
Pretty quickly, it sounds like.
Instantly.
So it kind of makes me wonder, how much did she have to really twist your arm?
She really had to twist my arm.
Really?
Well, I forget what she told me it was. She said it was fried. She said it was onion rings. That's what she said it was. Because I remember we were at a restaurant, and I'm grateful for this, because this started my appreciation for shellfish and seafood. So she said it was onion rings, and I took a bite, and I was like, it's very chewy, and I don't taste any onions. And she was like, do you like it? I was like, yeah, I like it. And she was like, well, it's calamari. I was like, so I didn't know later. She didn't tell me until we got in the car what calamari actually was. I was like, what? I think I was like 10. I was 10, so... So I appreciate my mother.
Very good. In the spirit of rampaging, I want to also include live stream comments, and Jeffrey's been sharing some, so let me grab some of Jeffrey's comments. First of all, he said, I saw we're doing rampaging today. Let's do it. He says, I love and appreciate my career. I am happy and grateful for the peace and beauty of the natural world. Good one, Jeffrey. I agree with you on that one. Absolutely. I love and appreciate that I can listen to a podcast and to learn about whatever I want to learn about. And I'm grateful and happy and grateful for lively entertainment. He also says he appreciates being above average. Good on you. I like that.
Facts. Facts. I appreciate that too.
This thumbs up is for you, Jeffrey. This thumbs up is for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then he says, thank you for the impromptu rampage. Love you all. Take care of yourselves and keep creating this beautiful world to have fun. Fun in. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you're Absolutely. Welcome.
So, actually, this seems like a nice time, first of all, to remind people to become subscribers who are not yet subscribers, because you want to do that on a high.
Click that bell.
But after we do that, I also want to take advantage of the high to do something else. So, keep that thought in mind. You talk about building the suspense, Daniel. I'm going to try to build a little suspense here. But first things first, if you're not yet a subscriber, and I know most of you are, thank you so much for those of you, particularly those who lately have become subscribers, because we really do appreciate it. You're not only helping to build the numbers up, but I just love the fact that we're reaching more and more people, and people are liking it. And that means we're doing something right, guys.
Well, great for our listeners.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for that. But for those of you who haven't made the decision yet, the choice to become a subscriber, I want to kind of push you over the line and say, yeah, just go do it. Because they're all free. All the episodes are free. They cost you nothing. You get five of them a week, at least on those weeks where we do have five episodes. During Thanksgiving, we'll only do three of them. But, you know. But the point is most
of we get 2 days off next week?
Yeah. Well, Friday's going to be off.
Okay.
Wednesday is a maybe.
Okay.
Cindy can't do Wednesdays, so I'm trying to decide what to do about Wednesday. But I'll let you guys know. So it's going to be at least two shows, maybe three.
Okay.
But Thursday and Friday, there won't be a show.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to subscribing, just go to the homepage of our website, loatoday.net, and right at the top, it will just guide you right through. Daniel did it last week with the grass is greener. It took him one click, just like that. So, you know, it's really simple. And then after that, everything streams right to your smartphone. So, you know, join us. Be a part of the crew here. And join us on the live stream, too. Alex is all good about, you know, telling you how to do that, so tell that part.
All right, if you want to be part of the cool club, go to YouTube and search LOA Today podcast videos. And once you've found our smiling faces, click down below to the red subscribe button. And next to the red subscribe button, there is a little silver bell. Click that bell and make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we're live.
I wish you could see Daniel. Daniel's doing a great Dana White right there. I mean, just really good.
Daniel's my backup dancer. This is fantastic.
Absolutely fabulous stuff. So, okay, well, we got our vibration up pretty high because we're all feeling really
sure
good.
Sure did.
And I think our listeners all day. Jeffrey confirmed that he's feeling good. So I'm pretty sure our listeners are feeling good.
I kind of want
to remind everybody, when you're really feeling it, that's the time to go back to what it is that you desire. Kind of remember, like, okay, yeah, what was it that I was trying to, you know, get into the feeling of the other day and maybe not getting there? Now's the time to do it. So if you got anything you like, I'll put something out right now. Just to make it really simple, I've been attracting a lot of money lately. I had Louise and I for the longest time were in a lot of debt. That's almost all paid off. There's still some to pay off. So I'm looking forward to continuing to track the money to pay all that off. I'm very much anticipating, actually, I firmly believe the debt's going to be gone by sometime this coming year.
Cool.
And then I'm looking forward to, oh, God, dare I say it, having assets.
Ooh!
Building up savings. Oh, wow.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Daniel's giving me the eye in the camera routine. So, you know, that's something that I've been working on for a long time. That's why I wanted to get in right here where I'm feeling really, really good. Because there's no resistance. That's when you're going to do the most strong stuff. So if you have anything, if you listeners have anything that you've been working on and it hasn't quite worked out, this is a good time now that you're feeling good. Just start, you know, affirming it. Just start getting into that feeling place, feeling what it's like. Like Neville Goddard talks about, you know, feel yourself climbing that ladder. Feel yourself doing whatever the thing is. You know, if you're like he had that one story about somebody who was trying to attract a dance studio franchise. Put yourself in the place of you're shaking hands with the distributor because you just got your franchise. I mean, do your routine now. Do the things you're going to try to attract now because this is the best time to do it. Just wanted to put that out there.
Word to Big Bird.
All right. Hey, Daniel, I got to ask you something. When you're working with people and they're trying to attract certain things, I mean, I know a lot of what you do is about reminding them how to make shifts, how to pivot, how to, you know, do the things that they need to do to get to a marvelous space. Is there anything you teach them when they finally get into a marvelous space about what to do next?
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Anchor it in. When you're in a conducive space, it's a prime time to start planting your seeds, but more important, it's a prime time to remember that there's nothing different to this moment to any other moment that you can step into. So it's celebrating it, but normalizing it at the same time. Not putting it up on this pedestal where it's like, oh my God, I remember that time when I was up on the ceiling and I wish I could be there again. It's, oh my God, I'm here and I can be here anytime I choose by just allowing my consciousness to be in this same space. So let me breathe it in. Let me taste it. Let me smell it. Let me feel it. Let me hear it. And remember that whenever I need to, it's just a moment and choice to step into that space again.
Because that's the power, isn't it? When you can achieve the space and then step into it on demand.
I mean, we spoke about this on the weekend. I don't really speak to this specifically in the book, but Maxwell Maltz in his book Psycho-Cybernetics reminds us that a guidance missile given a destination doesn't get straight there. Actually, what the guidance system on the missile does is correct it. So it's constantly course correcting. And so I want to encourage people that are, you know, they're feeling good now with the rampage. We're humans. There are varying experiences that we're going to move through, different forms of contrast. Not allow us coming off course to pull us off course, but allow it to be a reminder of the beauty and the joy and the play and the adventure that we can have in choosing to be back on course.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, it's very, very similar to what I've heard about pilots of commercial aircraft, that they, again, are also correcting all the time. So literally, if you have a flight that's a 2,500-mile flight across country, it's actually a 3,000-mile flight because of all the course corrections. Which is why they allocate so much time for the flights, because the actual flights will take about 60% of the time they allocate.
Yeah, I always land early. If there's no turbulence. I am happy and grateful because
that you land.
You got cut off.
Yeah. He said, and that we land.
Oh, and that we land. Yeah, that's also a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But safely.
Yeah.
Well, especially for Louise and I, because we're going to be doing that very soon. So it's an important thing.
I was
going to
say, every plane lands. It's just some land safely, some land unsafely.
Well, fortunately, 99.99% of them land safely. That's the good
thing. Well, thank God for that.
Yes. Yeah, aircraft has a tremendous safety record in general. Okay. We got just a few minutes left. Any last cherries on top of the whipped cream for this rampaging we've been doing today that you guys want to throw in?
Cherries on top of the whipped cream.
Daniel's actually putting the cherry on top. He's reaching to the top of the whipped cream.
I whipped the cream also. This has been whipping the cream.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what, I see. Yeah, you're actually building up the height of the pile of cream. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. It's just that kind of guy. I come with the whipped cream.
We are, of course, a PG program, so we will try to keep it PG.
I didn't mean anything dumb, PG. I don't know where you guys went. I
was we're talking about Sundays. Well, I don't know where you went.
I was talking about Tuesdays, because that's what today is. So.
Wow. Okay, brilliant. Tuesdays.
PG, post-game, right? So, anyway.
Right.
No, seriously. Any last what's your final rampage item to include before we finish off the show today?
I'm grateful, and what is it? What are we saying now?
Whatever your final cherry on top rampage.
No, item. But I'm saying we said I'm grateful in something, but anyways, okay. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful at how this year turned out, and hoping that next year will be just as good, if not better.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Because you can't go wrong with that one.
I'm actually going to bottle that up and save it for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Daniel, it's not New Year's Eve. Don't drink it yet.
Yeah. Save the champagne. We got a couple
save
more
the champagne.
Okay. Well, I'm happy and grateful that Steve Rowe introduced us all.
Absolutely. We got to get Steve back again.
That day. Yeah. He asked me to cover him that day, and that was the beginning of it.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. Yeah, the unfortunate part with Steve, of course, is he's in Britain, and for him, this would be pretty late at night, so this is kind of a tough schedule for him. Although I'm also very grateful that Louis and Astrid, who do the Monday show with me, are also in Britain, and they do have this time available, so there's the good side. But we got to get Steve back sometime. Maybe we'll do a special show or something just so he can be a part of it, because he deserves to be. And he was a co-host for quite some time, so you know he's part of the team as far as I'm concerned. But you're right. I'm glad that he brought us together. In fact, you're reminding me, Daniel, there are other guests who have been on who I ought to reach out to and say, you know, let's bring you back for some stuff. Because there's so many people's perspectives with, you know, really strong backgrounds that we should be bringing in again. So thank you for the reminder. I appreciate the fact that you gave me that reminder. I'm going to sign us off by saying I appreciate all of our listeners, without whom we would not have a podcast. I appreciate the fact that we're increasing in number. I appreciate also just how advanced our listeners are. I don't think I've said that in the past. But, I mean, anytime we get a message from one of the people who've been listening to the podcast, first of all, whatever, if they're asking a question, the way it's framed is really intelligent. You can tell they've been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of work on themselves, and so forth. So that means we're getting the cream of the crop in terms of our listeners.
Yep.
And it shows up also on the live stream among the few who are able to join us on the live stream, because they ask some amazing questions. Jeffrey, look at the Rampage stuff he came up with. Some of the insights that they share, just amazing. So I am impressed and very grateful about how wonderfully intelligent and advanced where Law of Attraction is concerned that our listeners are. So I just want to make sure I got that in there, too. And that seems like a good way to finish off this week's Rampage. So, guys, all right, how'd we do? Did we get the Rampage in with this week? Did we do it good?
Yes, we did.
I feel elevated.
All right, good. Because I'll tell you what, I'm thinking about maybe, like, not every single episode doing the whole thing on a Rampage, but maybe, like, doing a Rampage at the beginning of each episode for a few minutes just to kind of get the energy up. So,
okay. You
know, think about that going forward. But with that in mind, all right, okay, sounds good. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, podcast listeners, as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye.